You'd be hard-pressed to hear a Mark Green stump speech, debate, or interview where the congressman does not mention the need for tax relief in Wisconsin. Green hits his talking points with conviction and strikes an almost evangelical tone when he describes why he thinks high taxes matter to people.
Every unnecessary dollar that the government takes from you, it's a dollar you don't have. It's a dollar you don't have to invest in your business, to create those jobs we need so badly. It's a dollar you don't have to invest in your kids' education so they can get the tools they need to pursue those jobs.
You won't hear any argument from Governor Doyle on this point, but you also won't hear him describe taxes in such unequivocal terms. For example, Doyle frequently boasts that he signed the toughest property tax freeze in state history, and he'd do it again. But he always offers a caveat.
I believe that if you do it the way I did it, which is you make sure that the state has done its share for the schools, and you make sure that the state has done its share for local services, for police and fire and other necessary local services, then it's reasonable for the state to put a tight limit on how much total property taxes a municipality can levy.
Green's explicit message on taxes is more to the liking of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group. WMC supports Republicans, although it seemed to have a working relationship with Governor Doyle early in his term. For example, when Doyle helped draft and then sign streamlined permitting rules for businesses, it was a big win for WMC. Many of Doyle's fellow Democrats worried it stripped away environmental safeguards. Green Party gubernatorial candidate Nelson Eisman has criticized Doyle for being too cozy with the business group. But WMC is campaigning against Doyle this year. Spokesman Jim Pugh says it's mostly because of what Doyle did not support.
We're very concerned that we need to be more aggressive in terms of fixing our economy. Governor Doyle vetoed liability reforms 3 times. He vetoed the property tax freeze 2x.
The organization's other complaints with Doyle boil down to a numbers game. WMC has faulted the governor for not bringing in more manufacturing plants, although Wisconsin has added manufacturing jobs. Mark Green has criticized Doyle on recent job losses in the Milwaukee area. Consider Green's response to a reporter's question this week while he stopped at a hardware store in Milton, just north of Janesville.
What's at stake, do you think, sort of big picture for the future of the state, whether you're governor or Jim Doyle?
I think the economy. I mean, we're losing too many good-paying jobs. There was just another Census Bureau report that said we lost 9,000 jobs in the Milwaukee area between June and September this year. 9,000!
But that number is misleading. It's not seasonally adjusted, and it does not reflect the net job gain in the Milwaukee area since Doyle took office. Doyle's campaign has been more eager to promote the state's overall job gain, which, when adjusted, amounts to nearly 92,000 new jobs under the governor's watch. But Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says there's only so much you can learn from these numbers.
If the truth be told, I think state legislators and state governors generally have a lot less control over this stuff than they would like the public to think.
But Berry says a governor's incentives or investments in a particular industry can make an impact over time. Here's an area where Doyle and Green have talked different games. Green has gone after Doyle for not working harder to attract out-of-state companies. Green says he would consolidate the myriad of economic development plans the state oversees to give the governor more power to recruit employers. Doyle says the state recruits where it can, but investing in the existing workforce makes more sense.
You know, that's just a fact that the great volume of new jobs in a state, of any state, but certainly in Wisconsin, are going to come from existing employers and from encouraging startup businesses in the state.
Which is why Doyle has pushed for more worker training at technical schools. He contends these are the very areas that would be hurt under a Mark Green budget. Green has tried to defuse this claim, but he never commits to new education funding unequivocally like Doyle does. Instead, he stayed on message about reducing Wisconsin's tax burden, an idea he's banking on more than any other this campaign. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.